He's just an old what?
Rube, countryman, rube, farmer, okay. Hayseed, redneck.
Okay. Now.
Now I understand. I know because I've been calling him.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you have. Okay. If someone is waiting for you to get ready, so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, will you be ready soon? You'll say, "I'll be with you in
a few minutes."
Okay.
Soon.
Okay. Now, if you want to know how many times you say what about going to town, how?
Now, please restate that again.
All right. If you want to know how many times you're asking somebody something about going to town, how would you ask that question?
Well, how often do you go?
Okay. Now, you agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy." You might say, what? He says, "I'm not going to vote for him," and you would say,
well, if I'm going to vote for him, I said, well, now you suit yourself, but I'm going to vote for him.
All right. Now, if you agreed with him.
You're quite right. I wouldn't vote for that old rascal.
Okay, now, wait a minute.
Now, you noticed I said other rascals.
Oh, no. Okay, what part of the body is this?
Now, you go ask that. That's your forehead.
I've got to. Are you ready to go? Okay. What about you go to the barber and have him cut your what?
My hair.
All right. And if you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Okay.
A mustache.
All right. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear. Over his ear.
Okay. Go ahead and tell me about what the ear on this side of the body is the what?
You mean the ear?
Uh-huh. It's what?
Your right ear.
And the other one is?
Your left ear. And your nose right in the middle.
Okay. Now, if
now, I'm not going to tell you where my windpipe is.
Why?
Because I'm sitting on it.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. Now, what is, you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay. Now.
Except I don't have one today.
I don't blame you. All right, well, you would say he's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. Now, you have the dentist look at your, what?
I'm trying to make
you have the dentist look at your teeth, and you might say he's got to feel one
jaw tooth, a front tooth.
Hey, all right. What?
Eye tooth.
Okay. Yeah. What is the flesh around your gum, around your teeth called?
Gum.
Okay. Now, you might go outside and find a little bird. You might pick it up and put it in. What? Hold it in the what?
You mean while I'm sitting here? Mm-hmm. Holding my hand.
What part of your hand?
Hold my hand.
Okay. Now, you might say, this guy got mad the other day and doubled up his what?
His fist.
Okay.
I think as a matter of fact, he became angry when he did that.
He did?
Yeah. If he's mad, he'd probably have a fit.
Okay. All right, what about any place that you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm? What is that called?
The joint.
Yeah, okay. Now, the upper part of a man's body is his?
Torso.
Torso, okay. Now, they measure the height of a horse how?
By hand.
All right. What?
Now, I don't know whether they measure them that way now or not, but back in the old days, a horse would be 12 hands high, 14 hands
I think they
high.
Still do.
Like
mm-hmm. Okay, this part of your body is what? You walk?
Your shin.
Well,
shank,
whole.
Your leg.
Right, your leg. And then you walk on both?
Feet.
Okay. All right.